There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
My family caught the fact that Prime Video was offering Fiddler on the Roof. And I started watching Fiddler on the Roof over and over and over again. And my nephew started watching it. My daughter started watching. My four-year-old Cora, she was watching. My wife was watching. We loved the musical. We loved the songs, the movie. And I thought, you know, I wonder if I could get in touch with a character from the movie and get to talk to him. Because I also noticed that the 47th anniversary of the release of the film Fiddler on the Roof was coming out on November 3rd, 1971. And isn't it interesting that the Mark White Show started on November the 3rd, 2017? So I thought, why not make a show about anniversaries? So right now I have with me Hava, who and it's Neva Small. She played Hava on the Fiddler on the Roof. And if any of you enjoyed the film, you know the part. And I told her earlier, I watched her be pushed in the hay again and again. Welcome to the program, Neva.
Thank you.
So glad that you could join me today. This is an honor.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could be here to help you celebrate your 1 year and everyone who loves Fiddler on the Roof celebrate this milestone. And, of course, just to bring the bittersweet, because isn't that the way life is?
Yes.
Remember our brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh.
Yes, ma'am.
I know each and every one of them loves Fiddler on the Roof.
Such a horrible atrocity that took place there in Pittsburgh, and those 11 being remembered for the sacrifice that was made because they wanted to be able to practice their freedom of religion, and somebody decided to try to take that away from them and interrupt the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. Just a horrible, horrible event.
And it's not the first house of worship to be attacked. But we're here to celebrate.
Absolutely. Throughout history, it's been a difficult time for the Jewish community as time and time again, people have had those anti-Semitic attitudes and decided that they were better than the Jewish community and tried to get rid of them.
Yes, and you know, and we're not alone in that sense, minorities. We're not alone. It's, you know, we hope for peace, that's all.
Yes.
For peace.
Absolutely, and you know, I thought about the movie itself and how much joy it brought us just because the music is incredible. The songs that you young ladies were able to sing, and they're just memorable. Tell me about your experience on Fiddler on the Roof and what it meant to you in your life.
Well, there are two things that I want to bring out that are based on what you've just said. Background information. The story, the libretto, is actually based on The Man with the Pencil. And The Man with the Pencil was Shalom Aleichem, who was known as the Jewish Mark Twain. And that same era, and much like Mark Twain, he wrote prolifically and was published in newspapers. So just the way we follow soap operas today or gossip on Facebook, people followed the story of Tevye and his seven daughters, who was seven, not just the five. And then, of course, Fiddler on the Roof, the dramatic license made it into the five. There were really three principal stories. But so if people are interested, and you seem to be, more aware of this man with the pencil that it's all based on, his imagination or his factual imagination, fictionalized, is Shalom Aleichem. It's a documentary. It's called Laughing in the Darkness. And it's very, very good. And you'll learn a lot about how the actual stories evolved, and just as I said, in a serialized fashion. And then he would go and read them just the way Mark Twain did. doing them in auditoriums. And he did that to earn money because he always had a lot of ups and downs. So that if I were a rich man, which was originally if I were a Rothschild, it was really based on his own ups and downs.
Yes.
Shalom Aleichem. And his real name was Shalom Rabinowitz. And, of course, Shalom Aleichem means peace be with you, exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Well, and I also wanted to bring up Raymond Lovelock as well, your counterpart in the movie. He passed away November the 10th, so not just a few days. It's been 1 year that he has not been with us.
And what an actor, and so handsome. And, you know, I can do a story that I don't think Raymond will mind. Of course, you know, I was a young teen, like you're around the same age as your nephew, when I made the movie Suburban Roof. And here was this gorgeous actor, Raymond Lovelock. Now, he had a British father, but he was actually Italian. So when we did our scenes, of course, Over the Cow, Chava Reed, and he had the lead, he lends her the book, he said to me, with dialogue, take it a book. And when they watched him speak English with an Italian accent like that, they decided they'd have to dub the whole thing. Actually, it's another actor's voice, but his gorgeous face.
Taking a book. That's funny.
Take a book. Now, as far as the other question you asked me, which is about the melody, Bach and Harnick, and we can say happy birthday to Sheldon Harnick, who's up in his 90s.
Wow.
Currently, most of the other creators are no longer with us.
Right.
But that's why people like me have to be their ambassadors. So Jerry Bach, who wrote the music and was a collaborator with Harnick on She Loves Me and Fiorello, he was raised in Queens. And there comes a time, just as it always does with our elderly ones, our grandparents, where they come to live with their adult children and their children's children and
yes.
their grandchildren. So his grandmother came to live with them, and she wasn't well, and she spoke only Yiddish, and he was taking piano lessons. He was a child, preteen child, and she would sing to him the melodies from the old country, and he says the fiddler melodies almost wrote themselves because it was so instilled in him.
Wow.
Just rolled out, and it was his grandmother who lived with them later in her life, influence, musical influence. But that's what you call folklore, folk music.
Yes. Now tell me, as a teenager, was this your first acting role, or had you acted before then and you were found, or how did you end up on the Fiddler on the Roof movie?
Well, I grew up in New York City, which, of course, Hollywood, New York City, somewhat Chicago, but, of course, is Broadway, off-Broadway, opera. And my mother was a harpist. So I started singing fairly young as a child. Now, of course, you've got America's Got Talent and The Voice and Voice Junior and all that. But anyway, here we were in New York, and I started singing with the Metropolitan Opera Children's Chorus, and I played Beverly Sills' daughter, and then as young teen, I played Alan King's daughter in a Broadway musical by Arthur Marx, Thatcher Marx's son, called The Impossible Years. So I did do some Broadway. I was a stage kid. I had a stage mother in all the best senses of the word. And then I got that audition for Fiddler on the Roof based on the New York casting director who I was doing an off-Broadway play for. So very often it's really not what you know, it's who you know. And I had five auditions and two screen tests. They actually tested me for Huddle and for Hava, because maybe you don't know this, it's a big secret, but I'm a better singer than I am dancer. So they tried to cast me as Huddle, but wasn't the right fit, and I'm thrilled that I was Hava. And not the greatest dancer, but... the Jerome Robbins choreographer, but they just told my directions were, Neva, run like you're gonna catch a bus.
That's so funny. With that, let's take a break and we'll come right back. We're talking to Neva Small. She played Hava on Fiddler on the Roof. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what she did after Fiddler on the Roof. So I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially, in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606. Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
And we're back. We're talking to Neva Small. She was on Fiddler on the Roof. She played Hava. This is a special anniversary edition of The Mark White Show. Of course, The Mark White Show started November 3rd, 2017. And Fiddler on the Roof, the film was released November 3rd, 1971. We're talking to Neva Small, and we're back. You went on to do other things after Fiddler on the Roof. Tell us about what you went on to do after that.
Well, then I actually went on to do a musical set on Second Avenue, so still tracing the immigrant, the Jewish immigrant to the United States. This one was about the Yiddish theater, and they cast in the role of the great fictionalized actor, Yiddish actor, the great, the one, the only, the far from ever being Jewish, Robert Preston, and as the music man. And it was a May to December story. At the time, I was May, now it's December. And he fell in love with the character that I played, this young professional mourner. And anyway, it was called The Prince of Grants. It was a very, very important show for me. I had five songs written by Bob Merrill, who wrote Carnival and who wrote the lyrics to Funny Girl, including the world famous song People and also Love Makes the World Go Round. So I did have the lead in that show. And I also went on to do a couple more movies, lots of Law and Order, many, many off-Broadway shows, including an English Yiddish musical called The Golden Land. And most recently I played what every old gal such as myself wants to play, Joanne, in the musical version of Company by Stephen Sondheim. And she sings the iconic classic, Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch. And I just finished that this past summer.
Oh. Well, you know, my show wants to educate and encourage and inspire people. And I really love the fact that you have found education entertainment for children. Tell us about some of the things that you've done with children to educate them through entertainment and your talents and abilities.
Well, I go into the classrooms quite a bit, or libraries, or summertime productions. And much like influenced by Sherry Lewis, Mr. Rogers, Cuckoo Fananali, I work with puppets and music and lots of kid audience participation doing puppets and music. And it's a labor of love, and sometimes in children's hospitals, that's my labor of love.
That's beautiful. I had a Mr. Rogers Neighborhood special a few months ago, and I had David Newell, who played Mr. McFeely, and I had Joe Negri, who had Negri's Music Shop and was Handyman Negri on Mr. Rogers Neighborhood.
Oh, wow. And the Tom Hanks film is coming out.
Yes.
Biopic. I have the biography. Reading it now.
Oh, that's great. Well, and I love Mr. Rogers, and anything that has to do with children, I'll just tell you, I have a young lady that she's being bullied up in West Virginia, and I reached out to her mom and did some things to try to make her feel better, and her grandmother sent me a message last night and said that is the first time she had been smiling in a long time, that she had been really down, and I like to see children realize their worth and realize their talents and their abilities and have the confidence to grow into adults that can really accomplish a lot of things in the world.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful work you're doing, and anything we can do to protect the children. It's ironic now we're talking about Pittsburgh, and of course, that's where Mr. Rogers was based. As a matter of fact, he lived in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood.
Sure did, and I was thinking about that when you were mentioning that that happened Saturday, and just like we said, it's just a terrible event. But we also realized that, you know, it's like Mr. Rogers said, you look for the helpers. And anytime we see those bad events that one person or two people took part in, you can see all the many, many, many people who come around to support those who are struggling with the challenge of losing their loved ones, and those who are there to support them financially and help in other ways to pray with them. And it should give us a lot of encouragement when it comes to our communities and who really is out there to try to help other people.
Yes. And sometimes it's coming from where you least expect it.
Absolutely.
Community. We experienced that in New York, of course, after 9/11. But unfortunately, we've had terrible events in New York. And we're actually, a sad anniversary is coming up with a rented truck on a bike path, and many, many tourists were killed on the bike path, and an innocent place being violated. And we're at the anniversary just this week of that. It does have a way of bringing the good people together.
It does. In a couple of weeks, we'll be headed to New York. My nephew's senior class, they're taking a trip to New York and Boston and Washington, D.C. So we'll be up in New York area here in a couple of weeks with that class and seeing a lot of those things too, the museums and different activities. So,
oh, you have a wonderful relationship with your nephew, your uncle.
Uncle Mark. We raised Nicholas along with my grandmother, who passed away March 29th, and she came to our house to live with us, and I thought she would live on and on. Her mother was 93, and her mother was 107, so my great-great-grandmother lived to 107, so I thought grandmother would live on, and within 3 months, she had a heart attack, and she passed away within just a few hours of her first chest pain. So we lost her, but we still have Nicholas, and he's 17, and he lives with us along with my 4-year-old daughter and my wife, April.
Oh, what a wonderful blended family.
We enjoy it. Just miss her. She meant a lot to me. Matter of fact, I named my good deed segment after her for this show, the Mary Faye Hedrick good deed segment, in her honor. She loved to listen to the show, and she loved to listen to the good deed segment.
Oh, that's great. And I know you have a birthday segment. Besides your anniversary being November 3rd, I have a 6-year-old grandson who's turning 6 years old.
Wow.
That's right. Yay.
So his birthday's November 3rd as well?
Yeah, and you know what happened 6 years ago on November 3rd to the Northeast? Hurricane Sandy.
Yes.
So his mom had to have a police escort get her over the Brooklyn Bridge so she could get to her hospital of choice in Manhattan.
Oh, wow.
It was just after Hurricane Sandy, days after.
That will definitely, you know, as if birth wasn't memorable enough, that just added to it.
Yep. So a lot's going on November 3rd, not to mention the elections, but we won't mention them.
No, we'll just talk about the good stuff.
Let's let everybody make up their own mind.
That's right.
Remind them to vote. Just remind them to vote.
That's exactly right. Well,
One thing we cherish, whether no matter where you are as Americans, we cherish our vote.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, Neva, I appreciate you coming on with me today and being a part of the Mark White Show, and I've really enjoyed it. I can just picture the movie as we speak and your lovely face, and I appreciate the opportunity that you gave me to get to speak to you.
All right, so how about I send you off with a song?
Do that, please.
All right, I'm going to get a little serious in light of our conversation, but I think you'll enjoy it, and in celebration, too. May the Lord protect and defend you. May the Lord shield you from harm. Strengthen us, O Lord, and keep the faith of America from harm. May God bless America and bring it from land. May God bless us. And happy anniversary to Mark and his listeners.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Neva.
You're welcome.
And you have been listening to Neva Small. She played Hava on the Fiddler on the Roof. And as we talked about, this is the 47th anniversary of the release of the film, released on November 3rd, 1971. How time flies by. You know, if we have a tough time catching it, we just enjoy it while we're here and be a blessing to other people. And that's the most important thing. And that's what Neva Small has been, is a blessing to other people through her life. And appreciate having her on my program today. When we come back, we're going to have Susan DuBose. She is with Alabama Bicentennial. She's the education coordinator, so I hope you'll stick with me. Let your friends know that the Mark White Show is on, and share this with your friends as well. You're listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kanita. Call Kanita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kanita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kanita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh bait.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits. But you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill. grill?
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing It Smoothly.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kenita Hall Realty.
Hey everybody, it's Bradley Walker, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
And we are back. You are listening to the special one-year anniversary edition of The Mark White Show. And speaking of anniversaries, we have the Alabama Bicentennial Anniversary coming up. And with us is the Education Coordinator, Susan DuBose. Welcome to the program, Susan.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us as part of your show today.
Thank you for coming on. If you would, tell us your role there as part of the Bicentennial Anniversary of the state of Alabama.
I'd be glad to. I'm actually the Education Coordinator. So I have the great privilege to work with teachers and students across the state as they prepare for the big celebration, which will finalize next December the 14th on 2019. So we're excited about all that schools and classrooms and students, teachers and communities bring to this celebration, because it is a great time for our state to think about where we've been and where we want to go into the future.
Of course, Alabama has a rich history, and it's a time for kids to learn about Alabama history. I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite subjects in school in the ninth grade was studying Alabama history. I had a great teacher, and it was a subject that I enjoyed very much in school.
It's a really important subject because it actually allows students to understand the role of their state and their community in the bigger picture of what our national historical story is. So we're always excited about students really reaching out to their communities and understanding the importance that their community has for the state.
And, of course, this is a special occasion, a unique situation for students in that they get to be in school while we're celebrating the 200 years of the state of Alabama. I noticed yesterday that there was a group of students holding a bicentennial flag, and the Alabama 200 page offered schools the flag. They have to send in some information, but they can get those flags as well to show their support of this bicentennial celebration.
Absolutely. We want this to be inclusive. So it's open to public, private, parochial, homeschool entities. We believe, and it's been Senator Orr's belief, who's really been the thought and the mind behind some of our greatest work for the bicentennial, that every child deserves to be a part of the future of our state and the celebration for our state. So please order your flag. It comes with a lovely proclamation signed by the governor. And we send those to schools for free because we want every school to be proud of their place in our state.
That is great. And, of course, the bicentennial is about the past. It's also about the present and the future, where are we headed as a state, and the people that make up this state, so diverse, and we have many, many opportunities across the state to see so many great things. I'm a member of Alabama Mountain Lakes, and it's a great organization that represents tourism in the state of Alabama in the northern central counties. And, you know, I want kids to understand the many things that they can go and do and see across our state.
Absolutely, and many of them don't even realize the rich heritage of history and things that are in their own backyard. So we always urge our teachers across the state to look deeply into their communities, to find those stories and those local hometown heroes who can really tell the rich heritage and stories of the state.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention how we met, Susan. We were at the Rett Syndrome dinner. And, of course, your granddaughter is Violet Munson, and I have tried to support Rett Syndrome and the Rett Girls, as we call them, and the efforts that Kevin Pierce and Girl Power to Cure is trying to find a cure for these young ladies. And talk a little bit about Violet as well, and I thought it was really neat how we met, and then you brought up the bicentennial. I said, hey, you can come on the show and talk about the Alabama bicentennial. Just things seem to fall together for this show.
Well, you know, as a grandmother, I'm always happy talk about my grandchildren. But Violet is a special lady for us because she has taught us a great deal about living to our potential and looking for our futures. And Violet was diagnosed right here in Alabama at the Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology Research. And Hudson Alpha is an amazing organization that does worldwide research, and they partnered with the bicentennial to try to find genomic patterning for native plants across the state, and they're working with schools all across the state. So we are so blessed in this state to have that kind of research facility. Also, we are fortunate to have Dr. Percy, who works out of the Civitan Center at UAB and Children's Hospital in Birmingham. And he is one of the foremost researchers on Rett syndrome in the world, and right here in Alabama. So Violet reminds us every day of the blessings that we have, both in our personal lives, just to have her smile and her happy spirit, and also reminds us of how blessed we are in this state to have great, great research facilities here. We have some really amazing people in this state, and we forget to celebrate them.
We sure do, and you do bring up a really interesting point. When we think about the state of Alabama and we think about the bicentennial, most of the things that come across our mind are the major events and also the nature, different things of the aspects of outdoors, but what really makes up Alabama is the individuals who have come up with such great ideas, opportunities for others, jobs. When we think about the real core of our state, and it is the people.
It really is, and we are so appreciative of all of the people who've been so supportive in our in our RET journey, and especially you, Mark, we thank you so much for that. But for all of the people in our state who are looking for those potential research possibilities, think of the scientists and the biodiversity that's located here in our state. We have amazing things here that we take for granted.
Yes.
We have the most biologically diverse area in one of the most biologically diverse areas in the world here in our state. E.O. Wilson calls it an undiscovered treasure, and we are so fortunate to celebrate those kinds of opportunities here. So we thank you for your work for our girls, and we also celebrate all of the possibilities that their futures hold.
Absolutely. And while we're on that subject, I still would like to tell people, go to Girl Power to Cure. Be a part of the effort. Be a part of what we're doing to try to help these young ladies. You can find out more about the girls and what they experience. And, you know, what I learned from some of the girls myself was what you do through education, these girls are absorbing. When you look at it from the outside, you can't really tell, but they're absorbing all the information. They're not limited when it comes to hearing and seeing and learning just like anybody else.
That's correct. Their comprehension is just exactly like everyone else's. And so that's an important thing for us to remember. And something that we do in the bicentennial work, we've had a lot of opportunities to work with all of the children today. Every child, every person brings something to the table that we can celebrate as a state. And so we're just really fortunate to have that and to recognize it here as a part of our legacy for our state. So, yes, please check out Girl Power to Cure and know that all people have a part in our bicentennial.
And, Susan, if you would, tell us again how people can be part of the bicentennial effort. If a teacher, administrator, even a student, they may go to the teacher and say, hey, are we a part of this in the way that we can be, and bring that to their attention? How would somebody go about getting in touch with the bicentennial group and getting this educational part into their school?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, which is www.alabama200.org. And there you'll find all kinds of information for communities, for schools and educators. We just opened our professional development initiative. We will have opportunities for 600 teachers this summer to attend professional development. And we give them all the resources that they will need to make their history classes really come alive for their students. And we also supplement them. We give them a small stipend so that we are understanding of their professionalism and the time that they spend away from their families. So it's a great time to be a part of this celebration. Don't hold back. We have 200 bicentennial schools across the state, and they're celebrating with vigor. And every school, every home school, every private school needs to be a part of this celebration. We want our kids to celebrate where we have been and really have a vision for where we're going in the future.
Absolutely. Well, Susan, I know you have things to do today, and I really appreciate your time joining me on the Mark White Show today, the special anniversary edition of the Mark White Show, 200 years for Alabama, 1 year for Mark.
Thank you. Well, you only have 199 left to go.
Well, Cora can pick up the slack when I'm gone, right?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share and to remind people of how really fortunate we are in this state.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Have a great day.
When we come back, we're going to have my sweet friend Erica Epperly of West Virginia and her mom, Shauna, joining me on the Mark White Show. Erica has been the subject of some bullying, and I wanted to reach out to her and try to help her however I could, even from the state of Alabama. So I hope you'll share this with your friends, let them know. Let's listen to the interview with Erica and hope that it touches some people's lives, maybe some children who are not necessarily thinking about the effect that they have on other people. So I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Tom
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you looking for a Bible study that will inform, encourage, and build your faith? Then the Courageous Living Book Study Series is for you. With studies for teens, college age, and adults, the Courageous Living Book Study Series is easy to read and understand. They will enhance a church's class curriculum or your own personal growth with God. Here's the bottom line. Your Bible studies will be deeply enriched. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com. Coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
And we are back. Welcome to the Mark White Show, and this is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we have very special guests
from Shady Spring, West Virginia. This is the Epperly family, and I have with me on the line right now Shauna Epperly, and her daughter Erica is very close by. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Shauna.
Thank you.
Glad to have you today. And of course, I saw a post that a friend had shared with this beautiful picture of a 12-year-old girl who lives in Shady Spring, West Virginia, and has gone through an experience that you really hope that nobody has to go through. And it's bullying. And October is a anti-bullying month. And I posted a picture earlier where some kids had gotten together to try to show that they stand against bullying. And of course, the Mark White Show, we're trying to stand against it ourselves. Shauna, if you would just share what Erica has gone through because of bullying and how it's affected her. And I know there's other people listening right now that just may not know where to turn themselves.
Erica was an extremely happy little girl. She was always smiling. I mean, just happy all the time. And just, she started getting bullied about her hair, her speech, her forehead, her being short, and it's really taken a toll on her, really bad. She doesn't want to go to school. She's scared to death just to go to school. She would cry and cry and cry at night, begging me not to make her go. She would tell me she doesn't know where she belongs in this world anymore. I mean, it really takes a toll on a kid this age.
It took me a few minutes to reach out. I've started by contacting Mandy Woods, who is a family friend of yours, and then I reached out to your mother and finally got in touch with you, Shauna. And what I wanted to do, even though I'm in the state of Alabama and you all are in West Virginia, was to try to bring a little joy to Erica's life, because I understand personally myself what it's like to be bullied, and I know what it can do to your mind and how it can make you feel. And I know you said earlier when we were talking that, you know, you've told Erica just to clean up and get herself back on her feet and get a positive attitude and a positive outlook. And I'm hoping that my show can help in some way to make her feel better. I know your mom reached out and said that there was some joy in her voice, and that's a beautiful thing to me. And I just want to try to help Erica however I can.
Yes, all these messages that we have received have just been absolutely amazing. See, every day when she gets home, she is just constantly on her phone looking at the messages and reading them. And I think her favorite thing is looking to see where everybody's from, how far it's traveled.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're quite a ways from West Virginia. I have some family up in West Virginia, but we are several states away. But like I told you, that doesn't stop me from trying to reach out. And one of the things I did this morning was spoke to the governor's office, Jim Justice's office, and contacted a lady there that I believe they're sending some things to Erica's school for her to enjoy through the governor's office. And I don't hesitate to try to get in touch with people and try to help the problem. I want a solution to this problem, and I want Erica to be able to go to school without having to worry about being picked on.
We do, too.
Is Erica close by?
Yes, she is.
Let me talk to Erica real quick.
Hi.
Is this the famous, beautiful Erica Epperly that I'm talking to?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm glad to have you on the Mark White Show today, Erica.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, I know that you enjoy wrestling, you enjoy softball. What are some other activities that you like to do?
So camping, fishing, I do band.
Well, there's no camping and fishing in West Virginia, is there?
Yeah, there is some.
I'm just kidding. I know y'all have a lot of mountains and a lot of places you can camp and go fishing and do all those wonderful outdoor things. And so you're an outdoor girl, huh?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, what do you think about all the messages that people have been sending you talking about how beautiful you are and just the support that they're trying to show you that they care?
It makes me more happy.
That's great. Well, we want you to be happy. I want you to be happy, Erica. And I want you to also know I was bullied when I was in school myself. I'm a lot older than you now, but it's something that I went through when I was in school. And it'll be okay. I just want you to know that it'll be okay. I know that you're struggling and it's a very difficult time for you, but it's going to be all right. And I want you to know that there's a lot of people who love you that don't even know you all over the country and all over the world who want you to know that they care about you and they want you to be happy. They want to see you smile. I love seeing your smile in that picture. And you just be a beautiful person on the inside just like you are on the outside.
Thank you.
I've got something that I wanted to tell you about. I talked to the owner of the Chocolate Mousse today. Are you familiar with a place called the Chocolate Mousse?
Yeah.
In Beckley, West Virginia?
Yeah.
What do they have to do at the Chocolate Mousse? What's there?
I think that's a place where it's a bunch. You have to be a member to go. And I'm not exactly sure what they do.
Uh-huh.
I know it's just a big organization, and I think it's a bunch of men, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, the Chocolate Mousse is better than that. It's not just a bunch of men. It's actually a place where you can get some ice cream. You can play putt-putt golf. You can climb a wall. You're going to have to look at this place. It's like 8.5 miles away from you where you are in Shady Spring. But this is an incredible place. I talked to Kevin, and he's the owner of Chocolate Mousse. And they have ice cream for you to enjoy, putt-putt golf, climbing this wall. I'm looking at the website now. It's called the Outside In Climbing Gym, and then the Mountain Stake Miniature Golf, along with the Chocolate Mousse Coffee, which has ice cream. And when I called Kevin this morning and I told him about you, he said, hey, I bet she has a couple of friends that she would like to bring for a day pass and come and enjoy some ice cream and climbing the wall and playing putt-putt golf. What do you think about that?
That's cool.
I thought you might like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was thinking about the wrong mousse.
Yeah, there's plenty of mooses out there, and this one is a very special one, and I want to thank Kevin there at the Chocolate Mousse for, you know, I picked up the phone and I said, hey, this is about Erica Epperly, and he didn't hesitate, and he said, hey, if she's got a couple of friends she wants to bring, you tell her I've got day passes for them to come and enjoy everything that Chocolate Mousse has to offer. So Kevin was really, really nice. I want you to look up the Chocolate Mousse on Facebook. You'll find them there. But I thought that was really cool of Kevin there to do that.
That is, and we really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And we're going to have, should be getting a package from Governor Justice's office, from the governor's office, probably in the next few days. That's going to actually come to the school, but it's in care of Erica Epperly. So you should be getting that in the mail. And I just want to say, Erica, that you just keep your head up. You keep your spirits up. Don't let people or other things get to you. Be positive and know that you're a strong person, that you can handle more than you ever thought you could handle when you really believe in yourself and you believe in your abilities and your talents. And don't ever think that you are not as good as anybody else or that you don't have talents and abilities, that you can do some great things. And I believe that you are right there in Shady Spring, West Virginia. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're making a difference in a lot of people's lives right now as we speak.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Erica. And I hope that things get better for you. And I wanted to have my listeners listen to your story about your situation being bullied, and we're just not going to support bullying, and we want it to stop. And it happens across the country to a lot of kids every day. So maybe you can be the person that tries to help those young people who are going through bullying. You can tell them and share your story so that they handle it better and they know that they can get through it too. What do you think about that?
Let your story
be a help to other people, and you will do great things, and you can be a person that others can look up to and say, you know, if Erica can handle that and she can get through it, then I can too.
And, you know, if anything, we hope that this does inspire some other kids.
Absolutely. Shauna, I agree with that 100%. And I appreciate you both joining me today on the Mark White Show. And like I said, this is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is one of the most special Good Deed segments I've had. And I've really enjoyed having you and Erica both on my show today.
Before we go, I do want to mention that Erica has had one friend named Taylor Stewart that has really been there for her. She's taken up for her. And, I mean, she's really been there for her. And that one friend is really what helps her the most.
That is great. And say her name one more time.
Her name is Taylor Stewart.
Taylor?
Got about 5 seconds.
Yes, T-A-Y-L-A.
Well, it sounds like she has a friend to go with her to the chocolate mousse.
She does.
That's great. All right. Well, thank y'all for coming on the Mark White Show today. And you call me anytime. I'll give you my cell number if you have anything issues. And I'm going to continue to work like I've been doing, like we talked about, and see what else we can do to try to help. Okay?
Yeah. Just one second.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
And that was Erica Epperly with her mom, Shauna. I want to thank you all for giving this show an opportunity. This is the one-year anniversary. Thank you all so much for being here week in and week out, enjoying these guests, and finding a way that you can make a difference. I love you all. Let's look forward to the next year as we move forward. And hope you all have a great day. Thank you for being a part of the Mark White Show. Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits. But you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light.
If you see